Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, I'm Luke.
I'm Marielle.
I'm Tommy. I'm so Tommy right now.
My name's Hyde.
I'm Taylor, and I'm also feeling Tommy.
Okay, I'm Aaron. I'm not in my regular chair. I'm here next to Taylor, which is pretty great.
I guess I'm Aaron. I'm not in my regular chair. I'm next to Taylor, which is pretty great. That was good.
He does this a lot.
This is actually not new.
Guys, this crew is falling apart. Comment down below if you love us.
Comment down below if you would like to hear yourself talk.
Okay, so we're here for Friendsgiving week.
Woo!
It's all about friendship this week, you guys. So we have a little game.
Hell yeah. I'll probably win.
Luke will probably lose.
Do you want to read what it says?
It says.
Is that friendships or friendships and hardships is whatever the hell that dumbass quote is?
There are good ships and wood ships and ships that sail the sea. But the best ships are friendships. And may they always be.
And then there's a nice great. Little
wow.
ship.
Everyone give it up for Tay Tay. Yeah. That was great.
That was beautiful.
I haven't done popcorn reading in a hot minute.
Actually, let me mix these up a little better.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Okay,
me so. Me when I get a gift that says fragile.
That's so stupid.
I know. I'm not a smart guy.
So I think a lot of these will be a lot of guesswork. I don't expect everyone to actually know these about each other.
I probably will.
But you're going to pass it around. You're going to draw one. Read the question on it. If you get one about yourself, I mean, you can still read it, I guess. Like, maybe you forgot
what
you said.
But we didn't read it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Applause break.
And then you don't have to be the only one to guess the one you draw. Everyone can try to guess the answer.
Okay.
I'm so anxious to start. Can we really start? Excited. I cannot wait.
Already off to a rocky start.
Me when I'm mixing salad?
Not as good as the first one.
Not as good as the Kardashians.
But keep me winning.
I'll go first. So epic. This question is, what is Marielle's favorite sports team?
It's the freaking Yankees. And it's not a good pick.
I was waiting. I knew it. By the way, Luke's a Met.
Is that correct?
I feel like we need a legit tally.
Okay.
Hydester's turn.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What is Luke's biggest fear?
It's obviously not rejection because...
Well, you wrote it down, so I didn't make the answers
up. I wrote down
up.
Like five.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You wrote down a lot more than five.
Wow, that's...
I was just fucking just free writing like... Everything I'm afraid of.
Burning alive.
That actually wasn't one.
Oh, like getting murdered in your house, like in your sleep?
I mean, dying was one, so.
Well, yeah, that's pretty broad. Yeah.
I was going to say overdosing.
What the fuck?
Wow, we're doing really like realistic ones. They're really dark.
Oh, spiders! Yeah, no.
You had one that I really liked that I thought was the most, like that would be the scariest one.
Had you another guess? I mean, he was kind of right.
Interesting.
But.
Oh, he had one that was funny?
Yeah. Well, it was. Is anyone else want to guess more?
Getting a UTI?
Wait. Can I guess
I think
again?
About
though?
That. I told you that.
Yeah.
I told you I'm afraid of that.
Can I guess again?
Yeah.
Heights.
Yeah, that was one.
Heights is one of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You were freaked out when we were filming that thing
yeah,
in the room.
That's what I remember.
I couldn't go by the edge at all.
How many did you list?
I don't remember.
What's your fear? Greatest fear of brevity?
We were shooting on the top of the building, and everyone was like, "All right, we're looking out," and all we're like, "Where's Luke?" And Luke's like all the way in the back, and he's like, "Hey, you know, can we do this quickly?"
Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, remember?
You can do it, buddy.
Wait, yeah. What was the funny one?
You had dying, cancer, snakes, heights, my parents dying, brain damage, no longer being funny. Which I get, that one would be the one from the list.
Not to scare you, Luke, but
facing your fears right now.
My turn.
Okay.
What are Marielle's favorite TV shows? I don't fucking know.
Sorry. I feel like Friends is probably in there.
You do seem like a Friends type. I'm going to also guess...
General Hospital.
The Office?
New Girl?
Down three, so you can guess.
Three, okay.
I mean, you can guess just one.
How I Met Your Mother.
None of the above, guys. I actually don't like Friends.
The Big Bang Theory.
It's a great show, but no.
Young Sheldon?
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy?
Oh!
That's one.
Okay. Yeah, you got it.
That's one. Okay. That's so basic. I'm so sorry.
Freaking Suits? I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was literally trying to list a show that I've never seen.
Love Island.
Grey's Anatomy I've never seen. So I was like,
The other one is like, is technically comedy. Really? It's kind of dramedy.
Can I give them
Barry.
A hint?
Yeah, sure.
The Bear.
It's on Apple TV.
Morning Show.
Oh my God. I was going to guess the Morning Show.
Severance?
I don't know any Apple TV shows.
It's like kind of funny, loving. A lot of life lessons.
Former SNL cast member.
I don't have that much money. I don't have that disposable income. I've never been on Apple TV.
It's sports.
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso is my favorite show. I cried a lot during that show and laughed a lot.
Football.
Has anybody here seen Ted Lasso?
Tired.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I loved it.
It was amazing.
Ted gave me the heebie-jeebies. I didn't like him.
Jason Sudeikis is great, though.
Ted and that mustache. Ted creeped me out. I didn't trust that man.
It's amazing.
I'm more of a... Has anyone seen Shorzy?
No.
That's my kind of sports show.
What is it?
It's called Shorzy. It's a Canadian show about guys playing ice hockey.
My freshman year roommate was just telling me about that show, and I was like, what?
You said that? They said, hey, I really like this show.
Yeah.
And you went, what?
I went, what?
Well, because her friend are the only two people who have seen this show.
Someone comes up to you and they say, I've been binging Shorzy.
What?
Like, you know what is that?
You don't really binge Shorzy. It's mostly just.
I've been watching Glip Glop on the. They're watching Pee Pee Poo Poo on the shit channel.
On Peacock.
There's no way that everyone who worked on Shorzy wasn't high the entire time.
That's a beautiful thing.
Shorzy, I guess, is the place where they live or something?
No, Shorzy is the name. It's a spinoff from Letterkenny. And Shorzy was a really, really annoying character on Letterkenny, and they gave him his own show.
That's crazy.
Here we go.
Ready? Here we go. What is Luke's favorite book?
Luke and Mariel show.
It's going to be something stupid.
It is going to be something so stupid.
It's going to be
something pretentious. Fantastic novel.
Okay.
Has We Didn't Read It did it?
I don't think so.
Did we talk about it? We don't have the same one, do we? No.
No.
We have a hint.
Disclosure.
Was a movie made out of it?
Yeah. It won Best Picture in like 1965 or something.
I was very impressed, Luke.
It's Russian.
Psycho?
I don't know. It's Russian.
If anyone has ever been to Walt Disney World, it used to play on the Great Movie Ride.
Can you say it?
Dr. Zhivago.
That's what it is?
The travel website?
Absolutely.
Do you think
Dr. Zhivago? Fantastic book.
Like, I read the little smut books with the cartoon characters on the front.
All right, well, Taylor's favorite book. Taylor's favorite book, is that 50 Shades of Grey?
Go back. She said a smut book. She said a smut. Can we go back? She said a smut book with cartoon characters on it.
Are you watching Peter Griffin porn?
No, they're not like smut cartoon characters. Yeah.
Okay, so why is there SpongeBob on the porn book?
But you actually didn't pick a smut book.
I didn't.
She actually didn't put a smut
book. No. My favorite book is not a smut book.
Oh.
The namesake?
No.
Is it like a famous book?
It's famous
was like
in 10
years
circles.
Ago?
Yeah, it's not that old.
Not that old.
Yeah.
Maze Runner.
No. It's not dystopian.
Book.
Is it a young? Is it a YA?
I mean, not
no,
adult.
It's not
like
young adult.
Yeah.
It's not smut. That was a one-off.
But it's not adult-like ish.
It's not porn, but it's
just
a
book written
for
adults.
Adults.
So, like any book ever.
So a real book a regular book not meant for children.
50 Shades.
Yeah. No, it wasn't 50 Shades. The book. Ben 50 Affleck Shades. Is in it.
Read. Oh, Gone Girl.
Yes, it's Gone Girl.
Oh, really?
I love that book.
Can we get a tally at this round?
Yeah, so I'm Luke has 2 points.
Oh,
Marielle has 1 point. Ooh. Tommy has 1 point. And Hyde also is tied with Luke with 2 points.
Wait, what did we both answer? Points.
Correct. I guess got Gone Girl and I got
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
Wait, I got Oh, cool. Yeah.
I got Suits.
What is Tommy's perfect day? Here's how I'm going to start this answer. I think Tommy opens his eyes around 9 a.m. Next to his bedside table is a beautiful bong. Tommy, the day begins. No. Tommy.
I don't touch that stuff.
Tommy heads downstairs to the kitchen, mixes up a nice batch of, I don't know,
eggs
and
onion and tomato.
I don't know. A nice omelet.
And Brussels in his omelet.
No matter what else you say, I'm already giving you a point.
And then I think the guitar comes out with the little harmonica thing that attaches so you don't have to hold it. And you're just having a little jam sesh. Then your buddies come over, they jam with you. And then you're like, huh, weird. I want another snack. Wonder why.
Literally don't eat omelets in the morning. I ate them for lunch.
He eats them for, he does, he has cereal, but what kind of cereal?
Whole grain, honey, and Cheerio.
I don't know.
With peanut butter and like in them.
Oh, well, they live together, which feels unfair.
You got a couple of the things on his list.
Okay.
Yeah. And do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Any other contributions?
Nine girls come over. He jams in the basement and it comes right into my room. Yeah.
An entire PTA meeting comes over after. Tommy likes them a little bit older. And they all just want to sit. And they all want to sit and watch him play video games.
That's the perfect day. Every bit of this is fantasy except for the peanut butter, the Cheerios, the omelet, and the guitar. Everything else is made in a harmonica.
Yeah. So Tommy's perfect day: reading, playing guitar, video editing, shooting a funny video, playing video games, long walk, writing a song, performing stand-up, cooking something good, calling my family, fixing something, and laughing it up with my friends.
I think I hit most of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You did. You nailed it.
Yeah. Even cooking something. I forgot that cooking something was on
there. I'm on the board, guys.
All right.
What are Luke's favorite TV shows?
That's tough.
That's tough because he's a movie guy.
Yeah.
I've asked him about a lot of TV shows that he hasn't seen. He hasn't seen Sopranos, even though he's from New Jersey.
He only wrote down two, not three.
Oh, I know.
Oh, Community?
Girls.
Oh, Girls would have been my third.
You didn't write it down.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, I forgot. Seinfeld and Girls
would have been. You didn't write that either.
No, if I'm doing a top three.
Big Bang.
No.
Young Sheldon.
Okay.
Those are in my top, if I was thinking straight.
Like they know you better than you know yourself, kind of thing.
Tim and Eric.
So I'm trying to guess his fourth.
The UK Office.
You're freaking kidding me.
Well, you put both.
Both The Office
and The Office UK were your.
The UK Office is phenomenal.
Like, I'm sure. It's just. Okay.
I couldn't think straight. Seinfeld, Girls, Curb.
Curb is a good one.
Those should all be on there. Sorry.
Doesn't even know himself.
Where was Luke's first stand up?
It was, I know. Fuck, I don't know the name of the place. It was a club. In his town.
In New Jersey?
It was in the one next to your town.
Is it
the town next to your town?
Like, in East Orange?
The Little Giggle.
It's where we got those sandwiches, the name of that town. Is in the name of that deli?
I don't know.
Milburn, New Jersey. Scotty's Comedy Cove.
Wow.
I did a freaking stand-up class there when I was freaking 16.
I love Milburn Deli.
It was phenomenal.
They have really good sandwiches.
Oh, Milburn Deli is fantastic. Shout out them. But it was hilarious because, like, we did this class. It was, like, 6 weeks or whatever. And then at the end, we all do, like, 5 minutes. And before the show or during the class, there was this, like, sorry. There was, like, this, like, 50-year-old woman who was always talking about her boyfriend and how much she loved her boyfriend. And we were like, okay. Like,
it was Tommy.
Cool. And then when this, literally right before the show starts, she's sitting with her boyfriend. And then this freaking Latina woman comes in and starts chewing her the hell out, like, I know you've been sleeping with my boyfriend. You like just cursing like crazy, and then like I think like slapped her her husband. They were married, and like chewed her out, and everybody was like, "Oh my god, it was insane." And then the show just started immediately after. She ran out. The woman fucking bombed. It was insane. It was cool.
I mean, it was awesome.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, Eric, it's your turn now.
And then so right now, still Luke and Hyde are tied to win. So ooh, you guys are in competition to win.
I'm rooting for Hyde.
That was a question about Hyde.
Guess what, Tommy?
It's me.
What is Tommy's favorite video on the internet?
Probably that joke he did in Montreal.
Whatever. He's a me.
Or his German joke about the poop on the toilet.
Sorry, I'm funny in more than one language.
Any of the Rizzlers?
No. I don't even remember. I'm pretty sure.
Is it like a music video?
No.
It's probably like an old sketch from the early 2000s.
No.
Oh.
Do you remember what you wrote down?
Oh, it's a Bob Dylan live performance.
That'd be good. Those are like most of what I watched. I feel like on my YouTube recommended. No, I'm pretty sure.
Video game?
I don't think you'd be able to guess it.
No.
I'm pretty sure it involves an animal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's talked about it before.
Oh,
yeah. I've heard him mention it here.
I've talked about it.
It's
a duck song.
It's a bear?
It's a bird.
Oh, no.
It's a plane.
Is it a parrot?
Yep.
Parrot.
Oh, hi.
Talking.
Yep. Right?
That's it?
Identifying shit.
Bear identifying shit.
Wow. And like, so high.
It's Apollo and, yeah. Apollo, Apollo, and Apollo and friends. And he goes like, Apollo, what is this? Glass.
Oh, yeah.
What is this? Shrek. No. Wario. Very good. Here's a pistachio.
Wow. Word for word.
What pistachio?
Metal.
All right. This is for the...
What was Hyde's first comedy video? Was it... Like from when you were a little boy?
No, it's my first TikTok.
I think it was the spelling bee. Was it the spelling bee one?
No.
Nope.
I don't think anyone would probably get it. Unless you go like deep. Only the real Hyde heads.
Yeah. I wonder if
I've never stalked
right
you. So I don't know.
I guess you have to go. Please go stalk Hyde so we can all know.
I hope you guys are playing along at home.
Yeah. What? Do you want to tell them or you want to make them figure it
Give
out?
Give a hint?
No, I can tell. I mean, I don't know if you'll get it. Like, it's a video. Like April 25th, 2020, like my first TikTok I ever posted. It's not even a title. Like the first thing you see is like my mom on the phone with a relative. And the joke is like, she's like, Hyde wants to talk to you. And I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to her. And that's the whole bit.
Such a problem.
And I'm wearing like shorts on my head. I'm wearing shorts on my head like hair. That's what you did in TikTok in the 2020.
That was a real vibe. Yeah, put shorts on your head.
On your head.
When I first got here, Hyde was working on the freaking me at the guy at the zoo video.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun video.
So I go to the school. I got to film something. It's like me at the zoo, but like I'm like at the zoo.
I'm an animal in the zoo. Go check out that video. Tristan will link it in the description. it's me at the zoo, and I see myself at the zoo. It's pretty
fun.
That's
beautiful. You see yourself at
the zoo. I'm in the enclosure, and I'm like, what the hell? Pretty experimental. I don't just do relatable.
Did you film it at the zoo?
No, I filmed it like at the school. I just used a green screen effect.
Is that this game? Who won?
Yeah, so Hyde, champion.
Whoa.
Yay.
How did Hyde freaking outscore me? I thought we were tied.
He got three
well,
points.
Well, he got another one.
I got the parrot.
Luke's a big sore loser.
Mm. If you're an audio listener, you can't see that they all have matching friendship bracelets now.
And when we all fist bump together, we release an ancient spirit.
All right, Aaron, what do we have next?
So we've got a little countdown of TV episodes, some recommended TV watching. You know, if you're home for Thanksgiving and you need to just find some peace and quiet, here's some great TV to watch. All of these are shows with friends hanging out together.
If you don't have a mic, you can sit like this.
Yeah, well,
you can. That's true.
That is
should
true.
You?
Yeah, I try not to be like a jackass when I'm on the podcast. So.
For those who can't see, Luke is falling off the chair at this point.
Luke could literally run around the room right now, I believe.
Yeah.
So, number five, one of Luke's favorite shows that he didn't write down as one of his favorite shows, so I don't think it's really one of his favorite shows. Seinfeld. Mom and Pop Store.
Wait, which one is that?
Okay, so... there's like a mom and pop store that's gonna close at Cobble Shoes, and so Kramer takes all of Jerry's shoes downstairs.
Yeah, they're like,
why does he have so many sneakers? And Kramer says, because he has a Peter Pan complex. And then they're all trying to get invited to a party to watch the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
good.
Great TV.
Good show.
Yeah,
good awesome. Show.
Good enough. didn't make your list.
Yeah.
Deadass.
Yeah, how'd you forget Seinfeld?
Huh?
How'd you forget
Seinfeld? I don't know. When I was doing that, I don't
All
know.
All you could think of was The Office and The Office.
I had Office on my brain.
The Office UK.
Number four, How I Met Your Mother, Slapsgiving.
That's a fun one. I have seen that one.
Number three, New Girl. The season one Thanksgiving episode, but also bonus, Thanksgiving is a really good episode. Have you guys watched New Girl?
I have watched New Girl. It's been a hot minute.
I've seen a few episodes. I've not seen.
Thanksgiving episode, show. Justin Long comes on.
Yeah.
He talked about how, like, because they would improv a lot, and then he was so excited to get to improv.
Sorry, that was such a reflex.
Podcast is torture for me.
That's such a reflex. That makes it way worse. You're trying to make it better. Like, that's just such a natural instinct to shit
make
on Luke.
Fun of Luke. Yeah,
it'll be okay, Luke.
Were you saying he improv?
Oh, well, so they improv a lot in that show, and Justin Long was so excited to come on and like get to improv with the guys because they were like, but then I guess he would improv so much that everyone was really annoyed with him, like, because they took so much longer to shoot that day. He's like, it was just so much fun, like, hanging out with the guys.
And then they said that after, that it was annoying.
I know some actors who are like that.
Yeah,
like,
I've met a few actors.
It's impossible
who
to get through
like
the
that.
Scene, like, getting what you're intending to get out of the scene.
Yeah, you want Tommy to do a normal guy character, like, hey, are we going to your house? Hey! I'm gonna go to your house. It's like, no, dude. It's the first line of the sketch. Just say, hey, are we going to your house?
I say the words.
What are we going to your house? No, don't do it like that.
I don't want the person to be a fucking weirdo.
It's just a normal question.
Maybe get a robot to do it then. Maybe get like a fucking guy off the street
Luke,
to do it.
And then he repeats
guy.
It with, are we going to your house to take a shit? Together? Like, are we doing butt stuff together?
But I'll get the line first.
I go to the electric chair? Not appropriate. Not appropriate, Luke.
Wow.
It's grave.
Real insider baseball here.
The first time they used the electric chair in the United States was 30 minutes away from here. And
really?
They messed it up.
They messed it up.
It's like Red Dead Redemption 2. Red Dead Redemption 2. There's a mission where you help them. You help the first scientist in this in New Orleans, actually, in the video game. And you like you get a bunch of moonshine to run the operation, and then it messes up. And Luke, take it away.
Wait, I didn't follow any of that.
Wait, guys. So well, number two on the list,
Friends. Because it's a classic.
Which one, though?
I did the one with the rumor. Well, the football one's really good. I did the rumor one because that's when Joey eats a whole turkey. And that's my favorite. Because he comes in at one point and he's like eating a bag of chips. And Monica's like, you can't eat the chips. We have turkey. And he's like, let me tell you about the human body. You gotta warm up first. Which, to me, that's the height of comedy.
I've never seen Friends.
It's okay.
I've seen a couple episodes. I've actually seen any of these shows.
Joey eating a whole turkey is really good.
Most of these I watched when I was a young child.
What's the one where Monica has the turkey on her head?
Oh, yeah. I think that is the room. Yeah.
Taylor is doing
that. That's the one where Chandler says, I love you for the first time.
Yes, that's later on.
What's too early to say I love you?
Oh my god.
I would say first date, first week.
First year.
Like, I'd say first like.
First year? First year. I was like gnawing on my nails by like month two.
Yeah, I would say.
We were also friends first.
I read you're not supposed to do it until 6 months in.
I think if you.
Really?
I think
there's
if you're
no
going.
Time stamp on it.
Yeah, I would say there's no time stamp, but also like. You kind of have to assess how much time and like the quality of the time. Because if you're only going on like one date every month, take it slow.
Take it
but
way
if you're
slow.
Hanging out like every day,
that's going to be 6 months in.
When I was in freaking Prague, I was dating a girl and she told me she loved me like pretty fast. We were in a movie theater and she told me it.
I made the, make the movie so awkward.
I didn't earn the opening credits.
I looked at her for a while, then I said it back.
You tortured that poor woman. You didn't look at her for a while.
It's
and
a
then
while.
Said
it
back?
Felt like a while. It felt like a while. When someone says I love you, you don't say it back immediately. It feels like forever.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. It should.
I just had to think about it. I never said it that fast before.
Did you mean it? Or were you just saying
thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you get this girl on the pod?
I mean, there's all love is a big word. Love means many things. I love all of you. Love all of you.
I would never tell anyone I love them.
Never.
You know what's funny about this? Speaking of which, the other day I go, bye, Erin, love you. She goes, oh, bye.
I respect
that. I do have a friend who always, like, whenever I hang up the phone, she says, I love you. I'm always like, okay, bye.
Yeah. I say it to everyone when I hang up the phone.
Girls do that a lot.
I love when girls
say, I love you?
Yeah.
See, in high school,
I don't know.
My friends would say that they love me so much that it lost meaning. And I was like, I know you don't mean that shit.
Mm.
However, I will say, you have to feel it. If I don't feel it, I won't say it.
Hyde says it to me when he's drunk.
Aww.
I say it right back.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cute. I like that.
That's sweet.
Every time I hang up the phone, I'm like, love you. My dad's like,
wait, so you say it after you hang up the
your
phone?
Your dad doesn't say back?
Before. You say it after you hang up the phone to the ether?
To my car. I'm like, love you. They didn't say it first. And I'll just give up.
My parents didn't start saying, I love you on the phone until I left for college.
Same.
But they refused to put the I, which I think makes a big difference.
Huge
they still
difference.
Say love you. And I say, I love you. And they go, love you.
It's kind of like a K.
Yes.
Not an okay. It's a K.
Well, I don't know. That's true. It's more than nothing.
It's more than
that's
nothing.
That's what I got out of my...
And I know it's hard for them because they don't say it often.
Did you ask them about the eye? Have you said, man, throw me an eye?
Nah.
Well, maybe you just start hitting the eye harder. But
I think
I love you.
Yeah. You.
No, see, do the love you.
That was really
three
good.
Words.
I love you.
I love you.
No one else. I.
Or you trick them. You go like, before you go, tell me the body part that you see out of.
All right, love you.
I think I'll start them slow and be like, you know that band U2? I love U2.
Yeah.
Do you love U2?
No, yeah. I fucking hate U2.
I hate
U2. I never got into U2.
Number one.
Okay, I don't think anyone's going to have seen number one, but it is the best Thanksgiving episode of TV. It's a little less about friends hanging out. It's more workplace, but it is the best Thanksgiving episode. It's called WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh my God, what is that?
What is that?
I thought you were going to say,
that's
oh my God, I love that
show. The episode
name
or the show?
No, the show is called WKRP in Cincinnati. It's a sitcom from like the 1980s.
About a radio
station? About a radio station. Very quirky characters, great cast.
Characters.
And they have an episode called Turkeys Away. Where the head of the radio station is kind of treated like an idiot, and he decides, like, no, I could be good at advertising too. So he decides to organize a turkey drop to, like, celebrate Thanksgiving and advertise the radio station.
Turkey drop?
He thinks, as he says in the end of the episode, oh God, I promise, I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, that's a great punchline. It's just solid writing.
It's solid writing.
It's a really, really great episode of sitcom television. Really great, funny show. Look it up. Ooh. Check it out. Change your life. You'll probably become a comedy writer after you watch it.
Are there any big names in it? Like before they were famous or something?
Yeah, and I'm blanking on the names, yeah. And I don't want to say them wrong. So look that up.
Yeah, they won't let that.
But there are big names in it, yeah. And it's great. Okay, Tristan and I have a little surprise that he's gotten organized. So for one of our December episodes, we are going to have a Secret Santa.
Ooh.
You will all get a little budget that I'll tell you more about off air. So right now I'm going to pass around the bag so you can draw your Secret Santa name. Don't let your person sitting next to you see who you have.
Epic.
So then you will be responsible for getting a Secret Santa gift for this person. Yep. And we'll follow up on another podcast.
Epic.
Sweet.
If
and
I
cool.
get myself, I'm going to buy a
oh,
Rolex.
Yeah, if you get
yourself, put,
if you
put,
get
right back
yourself
in?
Put the name back in the bag.
Let's do it.
I'm an adult medium. I love the color pink. Things that
she
sparkle.
Did write pink exclamation point on her survey.
I did. I wear mostly gold jewelry.
I also wear mostly gold jewelry, all gold jewelry.
And things that don't tarnish, don't be cheap.
I wear silver jewelry.
Perfumes and lotions are out of the question. Favorite color is purple.
I
love candles.
Oh.
That was such a girl thing. Oh my God, you love candles.
Let's go shopping. Yay.
Love candles.
All we did was answer
for questions
about Luke.
Do you guys feel closer? We asked a lot of questions about Luke.
I feel like it should have been more me-centered, but whatever.
Right. Well, tell, do you have another fact about us you want to say? No. This is your floor.
I like to stay cloaked in mystery. Mm-hmm. I think it makes them miss me more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I loved having everyone here today.
Yeah.
This is actually
sweet.
Fun.
We do
people
like
were
each other.
Begging for this. Everyone's like, I love the banter, so I hope you got what you wanted.
I really like you guys.
Well, you're not giving them what they want, Taylor. We
like
have 2 minutes left and you're not
Aaron,
fucking bantering.
I won't say I love you. I like you.
I like you a strong amount.
A heavy amount.
A heavy, intense admiration flows from me.
I like you a lot from Aaron. That's like I want to marry you.
Pretty big.
Oh my God. Proposal.
I like you.
I don't like most people, so.
Whoa.
Everybody,
we got 100,000 followers
on
the
YouTube.
Comment
below what you love me and follow us.
There's 30 seconds left, not 5.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for 100,000
subscribers. Welcome to our Friendsgiving special.
Welcome. Thanks for watching the whole thing.
Thank you, guys.
Get the heck out of here now.
Thank you for coming to our Friendsgiving special.
American High Shorts, College Life,
Barely Adult.
Speaking of College Life.
$100,000.
$100,000.
Yes! Bye.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.